This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every Friday from 6 to 7:30, it's NBA Happy Hour on FanDuel, your pregame for the weekend. We're talking limited-time specials you won't want to miss. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all dropping in the app during Happy Hour. So before tip-off, check the FanDuel app to see the week's special. Then make your move before the shot clock expires at 7:30 Eastern. It's the perfect way to start your weekend. A little basketball, a little action, and a whole lot of Friday energy. That's NBA Happy Hour, every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey everybody, it's Chad with the band Unspoken. We've all experienced how powerful it is when the church cares for each other. That's why I wanted to tell you about Redeem HealthShare. With rising medical costs, Redeem offers a more affordable way to care for your family. Their flexible programs and monthly contributions are designed to fit your budget. It's a Christ-centered community where members pray for each other and offer encouragement. And if you've been waiting for the right time to make a change, now's the time. Check it out. Call 844-REDEEM-0.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day. Ooh, are you still mad?
It's too late now to say sorry.
Want an apology?
I'm sorry.
Or is yours long overdue?
Forgive and forget with Kramer and Jess.
Okay, we got Marlene from Bel Air. Marlene, are we going to ask for forgiveness or demand an apology today?
I want an apology from my daughter-in-law because she abruptly left our family group text, and it honestly feels like a slap in the face.
Well, why did she do it? What happened? What's the situation?
First of all, our family group chats are a big deal. Mm-hmm. You know, we're spread out. Everybody's got different schedules. There's different states, and they keep our family close. Mm-hmm. A couple of weeks ago, Rachel removed herself from these group chats very abruptly and hasn't returned. So I text her about it. And she said she needed a break. Why would you need a break from being involved with your family? You're not driving there. You're not going there. You just know what's happening in your family.
It doesn't take a lot of effort.
How hard is it?
Yeah, you don't have to like show up. You just have to like read.
So my son later said she didn't like the vibe of the group chat, which is just ridiculous. I just explained what it's about.
Well, what? Was anything said? Was there anything that was, like, talked about? What's the vibe of the family chat that could make her feel like she needs a break then?
There isn't any. It's who graduated, who's having a baby, who got a promotion. There's nothing that is being said that's rude or disrespectful or it's just family information.
Does she have an issue with anybody? Because that's really weird for someone to be like, I don't like the vibe.
That's the best I could get out of my son.
Okay. So you
and I got nothing out of her. She hasn't answered me.
You're clueless then. There'd be nothing that could have happened that makes you feel like the vibe would have changed of the family group chat to make her say that then.
I would say that I have no clue.
Okay. Okay.
I just think it's very disrespectful, whatever it is she's doing to the whole family.
All right. Well, it's definitely weird. You know, Jess isn't here today, but, like, I can give you my two cents, which, like, I think it's really weird for someone to, like, all of a sudden just drop out of the family group chat, especially, like, someone that's married into the family, just to all of a sudden one day wake up and be like, I don't like the vibe. Especially if you're saying the vibe has not changed at all.
And like she's married in. You think you should be a little more tolerant if
right.
You're not a direct family member.
Yeah, like when I was married, like I always felt like I needed to kind of be...
that like extra step.
We're on the same page here. We're definitely on the same page. So let me ask you, what do you want to get out of this call then?
I want her to apologize. Mm-hmm. for ghosting all of us. Mm-hmm. I want her to tell us what's going on and being able to talk to us as a family. Mm-hmm. If there is a problem, this is why we have group chats.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on. I thought we had a better relationship than this.
Okay. Well, let's see what we can do here, you know? That's what Forgive and Forget's all about. So Marlene's saying, all of a sudden my daughter-in-law dropped out of my family group chat and I don't understand why. We reached out to Rachel and we said, hey, listen, we host a radio show here in town. There's somebody that wants to bring you on this segment to either ask for forgiveness or demand an apology. She actually, you did come up in a list of potential people that she thinks it might be. Yeah, so like she knows.
So there's more than one.
Yeah, well, there were more than one. That's what Charlotte was telling me. There were a couple people that she thought it might be, but like, what?
Well, that's
what,
not a good sign.
Well, I mean, it's definitely, there's something going on between you guys. And that's what I think we could probably solve today. And I would want to know more about this vibe. Marlene, I'm going to get her on, but just don't let her know that you're on until we give her a chance to guess who it is. Okay, so just hang on for 1 second for me, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, cool. Hang on 1 second. Let me get in Rachel. Hi, Rachel. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you again so much for doing this. We really appreciate it.
Sure.
And I know that Charlotte explained to you that this is a radio segment. It's about forgiveness, and there's somebody that either wants to ask you for forgiveness or ask you for an apology. I know that you had like a short list of people that might want to bring you on this segment. Was there somebody that maybe you narrowed down to in your head overnight?
My guess is that it's my mother-in-law.
And why? Why did you go mother-in-law?
She's just like such a body shamer.
I'm sorry.
A body
shamer? Hi, Rachel.
Well, hang on.
Hi, Marlene.
What do you mean a body shamer?
She just always making comments about women and how they look. And like, maybe you don't mean anything by it, but you're like, she really let herself go after they have kids, or like, oh wow, look how good she looks. She really bounced back.
Yeah,
and I just had a baby.
You had a baby.
Yeah, I had a baby
congrats.
Like 3 months ago.
Oh,
and comments, thank you. And I don't have a lot of confidence right now in my body, and all of those comments feel like side eye. So my husband was like, "Well, just leave the chat. Like, we don't need it to be a big confrontation because." Maybe you don't say anything about me, Marlene, but like it feels like it's about me. And I just...
Well, they're not. I might make a few comments about how women look, but it's just an observation more than a comment.
Do you think that's okay?
I'm just stating honest observations. They're not meant to be hurtful.
If you're talking about someone gaining weight, it is hurtful. Because then it like makes me think, what do you say when I'm not around?
I would never say that about you, even though you have put on a few extra pounds.
That literally just did it.
It's just an observation. It wasn't, and I said that women bounce back, so there's no problem. You're going to bounce back. No, you know,
no,
I can have an opinion.
Even if you say you're not saying anything bad about her, it seems like maybe there's like a level of insecurity. What you might be saying behind her back.
It's not meant to be hurtful. It's just a fact.
If you're saying I'm being sensitive about what you're saying, maybe I am. I'm certainly pretty sensitive right now.
Right.
Well, then maybe you should say something to me and not ghost the whole family.
Marlene, then you can't be sensitive about me leaving the chat. It works both ways.
Marlene, what was the objective of our call? What are you trying to achieve here?
I think that I deserve an apology. I'm the matriarch. I keep the family together. I created this chat so that everyone could be involved in everyone's life.
Yeah.
So that's why I think it's a total slap in the face to me.
And I hear you. Like, hey, if there's a family issue, let's talk about it. Don't run away from it. But like at the same time, I completely understand Rachel's point of view of being like, there's something happening in the family, and I feel like instead of making a big issue out of this, it was better for me just to like step away from the group chat for a while to like protect my own peace from the situation, and just I'll come back when things feel better. So like,
maybe we won't let her back.
What
are we going to have an apology and move forward, or is this strike two?
What was strike one? Strike one was what? Her dropping out of the...
Strike one was dropping out. Strike two was this. She won't even apologize.
Hang on. Can we do this? The phone is ringing. Are you guys okay if we take phone calls on this? Because I'd be genuinely curious to
find out.
Absolutely.
Yes. So would I.
Yes, please.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's talk to LaToya. Hey, LaToya, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you feel like Rachel needs to apologize for this?
Well, I don't feel like she needs to apologize. For one, as soon as Marlene's son said it was that Rachel didn't like the vibe.
Yeah.
And then Marlene said she just was clueless as to why. To me, that was an indicator that it probably was Marlene in particular.
Yeah.
That was the problem for her. And so if it's your mother-in-law, how do you say that? You know what I mean? But then once Marlene got on and then we heard what the problem was, I do understand that and agree. You're married in. You want to go the extra mile and you want to be really nice and you want to be genuine. But I feel like that's only for the married in person to feel like that's how you're supposed to be. For the family to feel like, yes, you have to be like that. That feels a little bit judgy or a little bit mean because it makes the married in person feel like they're always going to be on like a constant audition, constant interview.
No, you're right.
So Marlene can have an opinion. She can have an opinion, but Rachel can have the opinion that the chat's not for me right now. Mm-hmm. And then once you say, well, she might not get back in, then that's even more confirming that, oh no, this is a constant audition.
It's not in the family. Right. So it's all, to you, it feels like it's always going to be like this no matter what. And she's always going to have to be on eggshells. And so there's no need for an apology because this is always going to kind of be rocky.
Yeah. I don't think either of them meant to offend the other. He's saying it wasn't meant to be mean.
Right.
And I don't think Rachel removing herself was meant to be mean. They both can be emotional at times, which we all can. I know I can. So I think that we should let Marlene have her opinion and we should let Rachel take some time out of the chat until she feels a bit better.
There you go.
And
that shouldn't be,
you need an audition to get back in.
Oh, there we go. No audition. I like that one. Who'd you have on eight?
This was Steve. Yes.
What's up? Steve, good morning.
Good morning.
So what do you think about this? You know, Marlene is saying, listen, I don't like the fact that my daughter-in-law just dipped out of this family group chat. Rachel's saying, listen, I just don't like the vibe of the family, especially Marlene, the way she acts with women's bodies right now. Do you feel like Rachel owes Marlene an apology for this?
Honestly, I don't think an apology is in order, but I think that I understand where Marlene is feeling maybe a little bit hurt, but I think she needs to see the bigger picture in this whole thing. You know, apparently these comments are pretty much solely directed at the appearance of women as opposed to any other quality or any other aspect of their person. And that has the flavor, from what I'm hearing, of a little bit of a kind of side eye towards her daughter-in-law that, you know, like, yeah, I'm not saying this to you, but I'm kind of planting the seed that you need to take better care of yourself and you need to do these things. I also get the sense that, you know, Marlene is kind of used to being the top dog in her son's life.
Yeah.
And, you know, kind of planting that flag and saying, like, hey, I'm still number one. And, right. you know, this is my Chad.
No, that's a good point. Honestly, Marlene, like, honestly, when I'm looking through everything right now, I'm checking the text line, I'm checking the phones. Like, I don't think I can find anybody right now that says that Rachel needs to, like, make an apology to you guys for this situation. So, like, I don't know.
Well, it doesn't matter what most people say. It just matters what her mother-in-law says. And as far as I'm concerned, if she doesn't, this is strike two.
I don't understand these threats about strikes. I don't know what's going on.
What happens at strike three? I guess I'm a little confused too, Marlene. What does that mean?
Strike three would be we're done. I mean, why pretend we're family if you're not acting like you're my family?
Well, then, I mean, Rachel, what then? Do you want this to be strike two?
I mean, I don't even know what that means. Like, listen, I don't know. Let's just leave it.
Do you want to apologize then if this is strike two?
No, I don't want to apologize.
Okay. All right.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every Friday from 6 to 7:30, it's NBA Happy Hour on FanDuel, your pregame for the weekend. We're talking limited-time specials you won't want to miss. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all dropping in the app during Happy Hour. So before tip-off, check the FanDuel app to see the week's special. Then make your move before the shot clock expires at 7:30 Eastern. It's the perfect way to start your weekend. A little basketball, a little action, and a whole lot of Friday energy. That's NBA Happy Hour, every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Remember when I told you about this?
5 years ago, our family left medical insurance.
You've heard me share extensively about how much our family loves Samaritan Ministries. Now they have launched an additional sharing option called Redeem Health Share Ministry.
What's cool about Redeem is that it has an exclusive add-on that can share for things like dental, mental health, vision, preventative care, gym memberships, and other things to improve your health. It is everything we love about Samaritan, just with more program options to fit our family's healthcare needs.
Homes.com is the only place where you can find specialized neighborhood guides with the in-depth insider info home shoppers want. Very in-depth info. Want to know if there's homes for sale in the area? We've got it. How long has a home been on the market? We'll know it. Average lot size? Uh-huh. Proximity to local parks? Of course. Insight into your neighbor's divorce? We're working on it. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.